I'm not sure what the right way to use social media is, but I'm pretty sure everyone is using it wrong. Hello, you are listening to Carmen's Commentary, and I have a few things to say about social media. In this day and age, everyone from middle schoolers to the president uses some form of social media. I can't help but think that our use of these platforms has gotten way out of hand. Social media is supposed to be for expressing yourself and sharing things you do with the world, not belittling others and dividing groups of people. There is so much pressure on social media to be perfect, have the perfect day, perfect friends, perfect body. It's not healthy for people to have to stress about things like that, especially for young people. If you scroll through the comments on YouTube videos or pictures posted online, you will see all sorts of nasty things written, and usually they don't even pertain to the video or anything anyone said in the comments. They will just randomly comment an obscene insult towards no one in particular or a terrible curse word commented on a cutest cat's compilation video. It's not okay to subject people to stuff like that. Speaking of subjecting people to terrible things, if you are going to have a social media account, then please just think before you post something. Think about if your video is disturbing and if anyone really wants to see it. If your finger is above the send button and you're like, maybe I shouldn't post this, it's completely disturbing, then here's a thought, don't post it. You don't need to subject people to stuff like that. Recently, YouTube sensation Logan Paul posted a video that included a gruesome dead body as he walked through Suicide Forest in Japan. I have heard from a lot of people that are primarily from the ages 7 to 13 that they just love Logan Paul. Our minds are still fresh and developing. People like Logan Paul, who are idolized by so many, should not use their platform to post things that will scar young minds. If social media isn't being used to offend, belittle, or scar people for life, it is tearing people apart. Whether it's just middle schoolers who don't talk anymore because of something on Snapchat, or a whole nation because of something a president tweeted, social media is tearing groups of once united people apart. It is sad, really, that it seems like people who do use social media for good are drowned out by the loud people who use it for bad things. I once saw a video on YouTube that was from Google's channel. It was a video called Made with Code, Girls Share Their Stories of Love. One girl in the video said that if we can post 2 positive comments for every negative comment, then we are the difference. That is something that has stuck with me, and I hope that people will do this because it is true. And if we can make any sort of difference with the negativity on social media, then maybe we can make social media a good thing again. I'm not saying that I never even look on social media because I'm an amazing person or anything like that. I will go onto YouTube or Pinterest and look at other people's posts, but I don't post anything online myself because I don't want to put myself out there for strangers to give their opinion on me or what I'm doing in my life. I have enough going on to not need validation from random people I don't know on the internet. Social media is something that can be a useful tool, but more often than not, it is used for bad things that don't do anyone any good. Thank you for listening to my thoughts on social media.